940 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree with any more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God. Okay.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel and Hamas agree to extend the pause in the fighting for another 2 days after a fourth successful hostage release by Israel and the militant group. CBS's Nicole Scanga with more.
Hamas released 11 Israelis, 3 women and 8 children, after their more than 7-week nightmare in Gaza. The youngest was a pair of twins, just 3 years old. The swap of hostages for Palestinian prisoners was the fourth under the original 4-day pause in the war between Israel and Hamas.
Black Friday sales rose 2.5%, and Cyber Monday could break a record. And we're not just buying for others. Shopify president Harley Finkelstein says when it comes to big ticket items, people are spending on themselves.
There's no wish list items and stock up even on everyday items. So, for example, big ticket items like cookware from Hexclad is doing well, pizza ovens from Uni is doing well, blenders from Blender Tech is doing well, and also home security company Ring, which are all Shopify stores, are also doing quite well.
Tomorrow, it's not so much about shopping, rather helping charities on what's been dubbed Giving Tuesday. The Georgia services for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter get underway a week after she died at age 96. CBS's Tom Foti.
Now in home hospice care in Plains, Georgia at age 99, former President Carter is expected to attend the Tuesday services in Atlanta, along with President Biden, Vice President Harris, former President Clinton, and former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama. The public has been paying its respects at the Atlanta Center, established by the Carters after they left the White House.
Law enforcement and some security experts are issuing a warning about a feature called name drop in the new iOS software. But CBS tech contributor Ian Schur says there's no need to worry.
This isn't a feature that's just going to turn on by accident. People have to bring their phones practically touching together before they have the option to share their data. And even then, it's not automatic. The person has to say yes, they want to share it.
A study from Northwestern School of Medicine examines the benefits of artificial intelligence in detecting breast cancer. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPree.
Tehillah Harris gets screened regularly at Mount Sinai in New York, where AI is used to assist reading mammograms and breast sonograms.
I can have an extra set of eyes.
Preliminary results from a study found physicians assisted by AI in mammography screening detected 20% more cancers.
Teachers in Oregon's largest school district are expected to vote tomorrow on a tentative contract addressing pay, class sizes, and planning time. Portland public school teachers went on strike on November 1st and returned to the classrooms today, along with some 45,000 students. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
I remember having this thought where I was like, oh my God, if this is what it's going to be like to be sober, I think I'd rather be drunk, kind of thing. I remember saying that to myself. But, you know, you have to, like, somebody wise said to me, like, go to different meetings, go to, like, you know, several different meetings till you find the one that you feel at home and then you feel like you belong, like you fit. Because you're not gonna find the right one right off the bat most of the time. So you could kind of just be open to exploring.
Right.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Haley.
There's 5,000 meetings in the Twin City area, and if you can't find one that fits, then it's hard. I know I was lucky. It was like the second wave of young people, and so I was hanging with a lot of young people when I sobered up. I also sobered up when I was 23, and that saved me. A friend of mine who went back out, I contact him every year. I just celebrated 39 years in November, November 9th, and thank him for saving my life. Because of what you're saying, Dr. Stately, it's like, is this going to be boring? I might as well go back to drink. And it wasn't. It was fun. We did a lot of the same things. And maybe maybe the experts would have called that drunk behavior, but it still got me, just kept me sober.
Yeah, it's given me, you know, I know there's a lot of people that don't feel that AA works for them. And I certainly felt that way when I was like, I think I first went to AA when I was 17 or so. So between 17 and 23, I would go in and out of meetings. And, you know, I had a lot of reasons for why it wouldn't work. And a lot of those were justifications as well. And I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, remember, like, when you, did you ever remember that experience when you would get so mad at somebody, you'd go out and get drunk at them? Like, that was just a perpetual habit. It's like, I'm going to go get drunk at you because I'm so mad.
I'll show you. I'll kill me.
Right. But it was like, it was hard. And it was like, but I stuck with it because the alternative for me was, to not be around, right? And
right.
You know, I quit drinking on October 27th, 1985, and that was the day that was the last day I drank, and I wrapped my car around a light pole on the 29th in Lyndale.
Jeez.
And almost died in that car accident. And so, you know, I woke up in the hospital the next day, and a little voice said to my ear, like, if you drink and again, you're going to die. And I believed it and I listened to it and I haven't taken another drink since. So.
Proud of you, Dr. Stately.
That's amazing. It's totally amazing. And I know I wouldn't be alive if I wouldn't have sobered up, and I'm 62, and a lot of our relatives have gone on because of trauma and drinking and...
Mm-hmm.
Your inspiration, and I appreciate you speaking your truth. Let's do another segment here. This one flew by, and it was really good. So, hey, it usually is, right? Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we'll be right back after this short break, Haley.
Stay with us.
Sign.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel and Hamas agreed to extend their temporary truce by 2 days, and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the White House would like to see more Americans released by Hamas,
but... We don't develop the list. The lists are developed by Hamas, and of course on the Israeli side, they developed the list of Palestinian prisoners that they're going to release. That's between the parties. We're not involved in that process.
At the Carter Center in Atlanta, memorial services begin for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. The Carter Center confirms that former President Jimmy Carter plans to attend a memorial church service tomorrow in Atlanta. Retailers are banking on a surge of online shopping this Cyber Monday. Amazon's Jared Willis at a warehouse in Grapevine, Texas, where orders are filled every 60 to 90 seconds.
We start planning months in advance, as far away as January, and we'll start ramping up and hiring here to the tune of where we'll end about 800 associates where we'll hire on for the peak season to prepare and execute.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Former Republican State Attorney General Brad Schimmel plans to be the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring to run for the next state Supreme Court election. He will be taking on liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. Schimmel was state attorney general from 2015 to 2019 when he was defeated by the current attorney general, Democrat Josh Call. Sources in the campaign tell the State Journal that Schimmel plans to formally enter the race on Thursday. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Scholten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 10. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs around 22. Lows around 18 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To be strong, I want her to exude, you know, like her drinking is a symptom of dealing with, you know, colonial impact, you know, trauma, all the trauma that's related to that, you know, all of the violence and the impact that had on her life. And I love that she talked about that because that is, something we don't even see a whole lot in modern conversations about Native people.
Right.
And, you know, so.
Yeah. We're talking about Kara Jade Myers, and she's played Anna Brown in the Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon. And she was the guest speaker. And like you said, Dr. Stately, very powerful and you know, good messages. And geez, you know, this part of time of the year with the sun going down and holidays coming, I mean, it's good to hear things like that.
Good reminders, right? Because this is a challenging time for a lot of our relatives because we we go into this time of year, it gets darker. It's colder outside, so we kind of tend to stay indoors and hibernate. You know, we're doing the hibernation bit, so we're not being as social. but also, if we have history as our backgrounds of traumatic things in our lives or in our families or in our communities, those things can be triggers for us during this time. It's actually... the worst time of year, and that's that worst time to sort of kind of be isolated and by yourself. So if it's a challenging time, try to spend some time with friends, go to movies, go to meetings, go to do something to kind of change up what you normally would do, and seek support and try to get be around other people who will make you feel or help you to feel like you matter, because sometimes we can get so down and depressed, like we feel like nobody cares, that we don't matter, right?
You know, that's something too that I was taught early on is, and I did that with friends in the beginning of my sobriety, is we'd go out and help, we'd help feed people and do things to make us feel useful and worthwhile. And those times that could be dark or you're used to doing destructive things during these holidays is go out and help somebody and don't be found out. That's what I was always told.
Yeah, it's a good practice. You know, these are the things that we were given to us anyway, original instructions, right? Be a good neighbor to each other, be a good relative, take care of others. If you take care of others, you'll be taken care of as well. And it's also, so I try to like remember those things. I've this week I will do things to be around other people because, you know, I won't be able to be with some of my family. And I'll be here at home with my sons, who I can't ever go anywhere. I can't ever travel on Thanksgiving weekend because they're hockey players. And, you know, I don't, for whatever reason, Minnesotans are crazy. They have Thanksgiving and then they start playing hockey the day after Thanksgiving for 4 days straight, which is just kind of crazy making, I think. So,
Dr. Stately, were you a skier, a downhill skier at any time in your life?
Never. I've cross country skied. Downhill skiing looks really dangerous, and it looks like, and I don't know, just call me crazy, but if Creator wanted me to go downhill skiing, I would have been born with logs attached to my feet.
Yeah. Well, I used to go skiing every Thanksgiving, and look at where we're at right now. It's like 50 degrees out and global warming's happening.
God, yeah.
And it's crazy. I mean, I remember having the big meal and going to the slopes, Afton Alps and all those slopes when I was young and agile. Now I break a hip, of course. I don't do that. But it's just the weather has changed, too. It made me think about that.
I'll hit the slopes for you, Dega.
Oh, Haley, the young one will hit the slopes. Make sure you wear a helmet because I need you.
Where are you going to go skiing at?
I grew up, you know, in junior high, I was in ski club, so we always went to Wild Mountain. I grew up in Forest Lake, so just north of the Twin Cities area. So we would go to Wild Mountain a lot, in Taylor's Falls, or Trollhagen was another big one, but that's out in Wisconsin.
Well, we're broadcast in Wisconsin, too, on 20 stations in the Civic Media network. I just wanted to throw that out there. Oh, wow.
Yeah, when the snow is going to come.
When I used to live in L.A., I'd tell people, like, about, you know, the mountains we had, Afton Hills and the mountains we had in Minnesota to ski on, and they would just kind of chuckle at me. Like, oh, those are not mountains. Monsters.
They're called mountains.
I just watched that new documentary that came out on Netflix about the ski resort, the Aspen one in around Lake Tahoe.
The avalanche
killed those people. Wow, I never knew about that. Do you know about that, Dega?
Yes, I do. I lived through it. I lived through history. That's why I was so good going back to school, especially when I was taking history classes. Like, I lived through it so I could write. I didn't have to study. Oh,
thanks. He taught history from a first-person experience.
Yeah. Me and Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Rider.
Jeez. You and Teddy Roosevelt. His wife, Eleanor.
No, that was Franklin. Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the different Roosevelt.
That was Teddy's niece.
Yeah, Teddy was like in the 1800s, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was president in 1901. But he saved all the parks out there, which was pretty amazing. But it's weird; those guys came over. I was reading an article. They came over in the Mayflower, their family, and here's Franklin Roosevelt like marrying his second cousin, which is just totally bizarre to me. But
it's a little Appalachian. Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
Oh, where's my ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding?
It's like, you know, I don't know. I know some Indians that have done that, you know.
Yeah.
They've married their cousins, or they've, like, maybe not married them, they had children with them, you know. It reminds me of that movie from Mean Girls. Remember that movie, Mean Girls? Yeah. You got your cousins, then you got your second cousins, then you got your kissing cousins.
Oh yeah, Karen.
Yes, Karen. Yeah. The one that knows has ESPN. That one. Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN. My favorite movie.
Yeah. Well written. Yeah. Definitely well acted. What else is there helplines or
one of the things I would say is that what you would do is, like, if you were struggling and you were thinking, specifically if you're thinking like suicidal thoughts, like, mm-hmm. now nationwide there's now the 988 number.
Right.
So 988, you would get connected with a live person to talk to and get some support and some help. And I think one of the things I was actually on a national call not too long ago with Indian Country News, I think, Native American Calling. We're talking about suicidality and such. And one of the things that I kind of like always take the time to remind people of is that suicide, by and large, while Native people, and it isn't true of all Native nations, but across the United States, we have a significantly higher rate of suicide than other communities. Some of that has, I think, to do with, like, specifically within like tribal communities where there's like nations where there's large disparate the people are dispersed all over the place and there's not anybody that you can kind of get to easily and you can't spend time with each other or find a resource. They're like rural desolate areas. So having a national call line that you can call would be really helpful. But also, like, you know, there's online on Facebook and a bunch of other social media platforms, there's ways, there's groups that you can kind of connect with that are, you know, support groups for people who are living in situations where they don't have a lot of access. Maybe they don't live in a big city or a town where there's resources, but they will be able to connect with people online. So looking for those things is really important. And if it's something that you notice that you kind of fairly regularly, consistently have this experience where you're feeling so down, so depressed and suicidal and having thoughts of harming yourself, reach out and talk to somebody and let them know and say that I need to talk to somebody because I feel like I'm going to kill myself or hurt myself. And if you're the person that's on the other end of that, take that statement serious and take action. So, and there's lots of resources online for that.
Well, there's Strong Hearts Native Helpline, too, that I just want to give out. So that number, too, they are 24/7. You can call, text, or chat them, Strong Hearts Native Helpline, at 1-844-7-NATIVE. That's 1-844-762-8483. Or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Right on. Hey, we'll be right back. We're here with Dr. Stately, and we'll be right back.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Howl! Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we're just having her like our Monday chit chat and talking real and talking about real issues and real things in a fun way. We're going to have Gary Farmer on next week, Dr. Stately, and it's fun to have.
Really?
Well, now the strike's over, we can reach out to our actor friends and have him come on and talk about their projects in the past and future. And he's a big time musician too, so we'll be talking a lot about his music.
Yeah, but he's awesome. He's a great actor.
Yeah. We just watched Smoke Signals, probably me for my 100th time, but Haley and I just last.
Oh my God, I love that movie.
Yeah,
it was good. I cried.
You know, I had to watch that movie like 3 or 4 times. Before I realized, like, you know, that line that he says in the movie where he's like,
yep, I know what you're going to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, or that line where he goes, like,
I didn't mean to.
And I was like, so I missed the sort of the subcontext context there a couple of times. And I was like, oh, because I was like, yeah, anyway. I was like, wow, I'm really, I didn't catch that the first time.
That was funny. It just to set everybody up. And Haley thought it was cool too. And it sounds like you're eating cashews over there, Dr. Stately. And I think our radio fans are loving it. Hey, he saved Thomas, threw him out the window and saved him. And his grandmother came up to him and said, you saved Thomas. You did a good thing. And he said, I didn't mean to. And at the time, it's a funny line because that's a weird way to answer it. But then we find out later that he set the fire. So it's like,
yeah, an accident. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway,
I know.
Well, I didn't put those two things together until I saw it, like, I think the third or fourth time. But I remember when I first saw that movie. I saw it at whatever the theater was on Lake Street and Lindale. There was like a little like art house theater there way back in the day. This was back in like the, I probably would think like the
came out in 98.
So that's probably like when I saw it. And I went to see it with my nieces, Natchez and Deanna, my brother Charlie's daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I took them. It's home for Thanksgiving, I think. And we went to go see it and we're sitting in the theater. And you know, it was uptown. So like there wasn't a lot of native people in that audience. There was like us and a couple of, you know, cool hipsters from the uptown and a bunch of other like white people. And at one point I realized like me and my nieces are the only ones that are laughing there every 3 minutes because we're getting the humor right. And I was just thinking about how you know, when you were talking about Gary Farmer and his role in Res Dogs, about like how that sort of like seems to have changed over the last 20-30 years, is that, you know, we have so much more Native art, Native movies, Native TV shows, and we have so much more happening in that space that it seems like more white people get our humor now. You know, we're making such an impact on the social sort of the social context in so many ways, like mostly through social media, probably those kinds of things that that right. they're getting what we mean when we say things, when we say the kinds of things that we say.
Well, like the Rezcar, Dr. Stately, it took me many times to see the movie before I realized that same person that was in the car was on Northern Exposure for 9 years. I just mm-hmm. didn't put two and two together for some odd reason. Mm-hmm. And that was a great show back in the day about Alaska, and she was the only Alaskan native on the show, but she was on every show.
Yeah. Do you watch, speaking of natives in Alaska, do you watch Alaska Daily?
No, no.
It's a movie that stars Hilary Swank and a number of native actors. It's about a newspaper.
It's a TV show. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's canceled, but it's on only a year. Yeah.
I know. I'm so upset that it was canceled because I really like that show a lot. And you know, they were taking MMIW head on in that movie or in that TV show. So. Yeah.
And here's another smoke signals thing. We had, I can't think of his name, Gray Eyes. We had him on Native Roots Radio, and when he was the head casino guy on Rutherford Falls. And I did not realize that he was in a scene in Smoke Signals when they were playing basketball in the beginning. He was one of the basketball players, and they were talking about... Who's your favorite Indian basketball, or who's your favorite Indian is what he said.
Geronimo. All those guys. And then one of the things I liked about Flowers, the Killers of the Flower Moon, is that Tatanka Minson is in it.
Yeah.
I think I kind of met him a few times, and my nephew Ruben knows him really well. And so like we're sitting in the movie and all of a sudden I'm like, and again, when we went to go see Killers of the Flower Moon, it was like, you know, 9 o'clock at night on like a Wednesday, and it's a 3-hour movie, so there's like nobody in the theater but me and my sister and like maybe one other person, and I'm like, oh my god, look at Tatanka Means, that's him. The other FBI agent guy. So
he was prominent in the book. He was talked about in the book quite a bit, that character.
I would tell people, like, if you saw the movie and you love the movie, I'd go back and read the book, because the book was really quite good. I read that book in 3 days. The 3 days, that first week I was sick with COVID, and I read it like in 3 days. So, yeah. Oh.
So, Dr. Stately, it's that time of year again. I always quiz Haley, and she doesn't guess correctly, but... It's that time of year to sign up for MNsure, and
actually, you're right. It is. It's November. It's open enrollment, right?
Yeah. So, Haley, what's that website to help all our relatives out there?
Yes. So, if you're not sure what type of health insurance you're going to need going into this next year, you can head over to MNsure.org, and they will help you find an affordable plan that best fits your needs.
MNsure.com, right?
.org. MNsure.com. Is it a .org? I thought it was a .dot. Okay, yeah.
I'm sure the Googles will help, but just put that out in front for everyone.
Yeah, and also, some people don't know how to navigate that website very well, and so one of the things they can do is they can also come to the Native American Community Clinic or another community health center within the Twin Cities or in the state of Minnesota. And those of you who live in Western Wisconsin or Woodbury, I kind of call them, they're the same thing. You can go to a community health center and they'll help you enroll, and they'll help you get enrolled in health insurance. It's really important to have health insurance because, you know, more people are likely to go to the doctor. It's the one thing that keeps so many people from going in for routine care. And, you know, routine care is where we catch a lot of the conditions that will end up becoming more urgent and acute later. So.
Yeah, I hear that so often. I had a friend of mine who broke his collarbone, and they found out he had throat cancer. I mean, and they would never have found that out. You know, things like that. You hit that right on, Dr. Stately. Hey, we got a minute left, and I know there's friends of mine out there that are getting COVID again. There's an update. I think I'm not sure if it was the state where I read, or they're giving out free test kits again, and I think it's really important.
Yeah.
time of year.
You can look it up on the internet. There's Minnesota is giving away free test kits again. You can sign up for them online, and they'll arrive in the mail. I ordered some last week from Amazon. They arrived in a couple of days. And it's really important to do that because it is going around. It is very, very contagious. And, you know, myself, I've had it. A couple other family members have had it. I've had no people that have gotten it. It's not going to necessarily make you as sick, perhaps. But one true fact, in Minnesota and across the country, Native people continue to have the highest rate of infections, highest rate of hospitalizations, and the highest rate of death. And the majority number of the people who are dying are over the age of 65. So our elders, the people that have our knowledge about our language and our culture, these are important things to preserve. So do your part by getting a vaccine and also wearing a mask when you're indoors and there are people who are vulnerable.
Absolutely. That's a great way to end it. Dr. Stately, really, really appreciate you coming in. We have a lot of fun, but you know, there's a lot of seriousness in our actions, and you do a great job. And your community clinic is the gold standard across the country. So I really appreciate you stopping on. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming.